It's time for our daily visit to the Motown Vaults. We start today's episode off with a native of Nashville who enjoyed most of his Motown success in the 70s. He loved the UK so much, in fact, that he moved here in that decade and stayed for the rest of his life, which is why I think he's the only Motown star to be buried in the UK, in Nottingham to be precise. He was the great Edwin Starr. Welcome to In Love with Motown.
To see you, I really want to be with you. I really want to see you, Lord, but it takes so long.
Sweet, sweet, lonely Lord, sweet, sweet,
my wonderful.
Edwin Starr singing George Harrison, getting things started for us here on In Love with Motown. Thank you very much for joining me. I do hope all's well with you. The vocal group who Motown used to supply the backup singing for the Supremes were unlike any other vocal group of the period, not because of their musical prowess, but because unlike groups like the Temptations or Supremes, their lineup remained unchanged for an incredible 41 years, and it wasn't long before Berry Gordy moved them from backing to lead vocals. Looking back at their itineraries, their workload was incredible. A combination of constant touring, promotion, and recording meant there was never really much time to spend on one particular discipline. Lead singer Levi Stubbs told one interviewer that he only took one take to record his vocals because that's all they had time for.
Wait, hold on, darling, won't you? Memories wherever I go, one last time.
The Four Tops with a song that The Temptations would also record. Time for our first look in this episode at some of the Motown covers. This one is from the album of Berry Gordy's artists celebrating the songs of Bacharach and David. Gladys Knight is on lead vocal duties on this one, and when I worked with Bacharach and David many, many years ago, I did ask Hal David about the different artists who had covered their songs, and when I mentioned The Look of Love, he said, "Well, I thought Gladys Knight did a great job. I think we would agree with you, Mr. David." Gladys Knight sings Bacharach and David. Another Motown cover now, but of a different kind. Michael McDonald says he's been in love with Motown ever since he first heard the recordings coming out of Detroit. And in 2002, he recorded his own tribute, picking up a pair of Grammy nominations in the process.
I was born in Little Rock, had a childhood sweetheart. I was hot top shoes and shirt tails. Susie wasn't pigtails. I knew I loved them even then. You know my papa disapproved it. My mama proved it. I told him time and time again. Don't you know I was made to love her. Feel my world all around.
Michael McDonald in love with Motown. Recently in this slot, we heard Marvin Gaye perform this next song, but he wasn't the only Motown act who saw the potential in Beatles songs. The Temptations also recorded their own version of the same song.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
Take a sad song and make it better.
Remember to let her into your heart.
That's when you start
to make it better.
Hey Jude, don't be afraid.
If you want her, go out and get her.
And the minute that you let her under your skin,
then you can begin
to make it better.
And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulder.
Oh, don't you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little bit colder.
Don't let me down.
If you want her, go out and get her.
And remember, when you let her into your heart,
that's when you start
to make it better.
And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulder.
Oh, don't you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little bit colder.
One more time, hey, hey Jude, say don't you let me down.
If you want her, go out and get her.
And remember, when you let her into your heart,
that's when you start
to make it better.
Better, better, better.
Temptations sing the Beatles. Time for one more Motown gem. This 1970 recording from the Supremes would give them their biggest chart success without Diana Ross. Although it's not particularly well known, it still managed to clock up over 1 million sales in America, and it reached a new audience in 1994 when it featured on the Forrest Gump soundtrack.
Stone Love.
Sun lights up the sky.
the Supremes, concluding this episode of In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green. Thank you very much for listening. Please check the website out to find out when the next episode is on. And you can, of course, listen to this again, should you wish to, via our Listen Again page. This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.